today's message is spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. But before we get started, I got my little jokes out the way as far as Father's Day, but I want to say one thing. Here it is, some kids that want to go out and they want a puppy. So they go to the weak part of the chain of command, which is the mom, to ask for this puppy, promising that they will take care of the puppy. They will feed the puppy. They will walk the puppy. They will take the puppy out. Mom says no. A couple days later, the kids come back with a bigger speech. We want a puppy. The weak chain of command goes, okay. 2 days later, mom's taking care of Danny. Danny has to be taken outside. Danny has to be fed. Danny has to be done this. Danny. Mom's doing everything. So mom comes and says, look, we need to find Danny a new home because this ain't working. Y'all not going by what you agreed to. So Danny turned around. The kids came back with a bigger spill. Okay, mom, if we promise to go ahead and feed Danny and take care of Danny and everything, can he stay? 2 days go by. The kids fall through on their rules again. So mom comes back and says, hey, look, Danny has to go. And then one of the kids say, we thought you was talking about Daddy. See how the fathers get treated? Happy Father's Day. Father's Day come with all kind of things. God takes a bottle of water, puts his bowl out, and he started talking about, I need my father. And here's what he goes to put in ingredients for fathers. He says, I need someone to be faithful. I want somebody to be amazing, truthful, healing, encouraging, and righteous. The same way he is a father to us, he wants us to be the father to our children, the future of our generation, our gospel. Is he not faithful? Is he not amazing? Is he not truthful in his word? Is he not healing when you're down and out? Encouraging, righteous. I'm going to use this again, so y'all just get a look at that right quick. Spiritual gifts. Watch this. Here it is. Minding my business. I'm in the car. I'm riding down the road. And all of a sudden, I come to this yellow light, and it turns red, so I stop. Another car pulls up next to me, and all I hear is, boom, 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 boom. Minding my business. I'm listening to the gospel and everything. I hear, boom, 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 boom. I look over. The guy in the car is with the nod, like when the light turned green, basically, we get ready to race. But he has a friend with him, and that friend goes, the guy's going, vroom, vroom, and the friend turns to the guy, never mind. You know why? See, what happened was the pastor looked over and saw the emblem on my car and said, never mind. See, when the devil sees what's in you, he says, never mind. That spiritual gift is in you. See, when he saw that emblem, he said, oh, it's a serious engine underneath that hood, so we don't want to race. But he had to convince his friend, hey, we might want to take this somewhere else. Know that the spiritual gifts that God gives you, when I see you, I see what you present to me. But I don't know what's in you until you start showing me God is inside you. So it's like the devil don't know what's inside you. He just see a shell, a spirit. Until he says, oh, they're not feeling that well. So, hey, I'm going to go get them. I'm going to make them depressed. I'm going to part a dark cloud over their story right now. I want to see how faithful their spirit is. But then as he gets closer and you start speaking to him in God's word, his spiritual gifts, the devil say, I got to go. I can't take this. I can't take this. Remember, they may see you, but they don't see you. Watch this. Y'all know I need these extra eyes right here. However, it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. He has so much prepared for you. No one can imagine it. In 2 Corinthians, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. See, when they rolled up on that car, they saw the car. That was temporary in their face. But when they saw that emblem, they saw the eternal part of it. See how to play on words? They saw the internal, that engine in there. I'm looking at my eternal and the engine that's in here. This is God's template that he's put in your house, his house. If God see fit to put a temple in your house, a template to build on you, it's your job to take care of that spiritual gift that he has blessed you with. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. See, man can show you, oh, I can build this church. But can he show you what's in that church? See, God seeks you for not what he see, what he see inside you. Spiritual gifts. Take a moment. If you had a mirror and look in the mirror, and what would you see? You would see yourself, your reflection. A lot of times, God has made appointments to come see you, to bless you with a spiritual gift. But it's you that make the disconnect to cancel that appointment. Watch this. In Romans 1:11, he goes, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to make you strong. And that is that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. See, I long to see you. So the way I looked at that, and I don't say you have to look at it that way too, but it's like God has made an appointment to come see you, to bless you with spiritual blessings. Somewhere along the line, you had a disconnect. Like when you're on the phone, a disconnect, you're calling back, hello? The line goes dead and everything. You're like, what happened? Somewhere along the line, look in the mirror. You made a mistake, and God canceled your appointment to come see you. Y'all bear with me now. I'm going to get this to you. You're going to get this message I'm trying to get to you. Next here. God said his word in Romans 1:13, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but I have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among you the other Gentiles. See what he said? I don't want you to be unaware. All through here, he's giving you, hey, I got something special for you. I have something special for you. But he has been prevented of coming to give you those blessings somewhere along the line. But he says, until now. When I say until now, I'm going to say it quite a few times. Because some of you have already been blessed to the point where God blessed you years ago. You already received your until now. Some of you have gotten blessed just yesterday until now. Some of you haven't been blessed at all. This is your until now, because you're coming in here and you're being blessed by God until now. Because somewhere along, if you look at my life was all about sin, doing all kind of crazy stuff. And then somebody kept preaching to me and speaking to me and counseling me to the point where I saw God, and then I received my until now. Because all the other time I was trying to make an appointment with God, or God was making an appointment with me, I was the one canceling the appointment. Because of my sin, I was going out making mistakes. God said, oh, I got an appointment to go see George. Oh, George made a mistake. Cancel. You understand what I'm saying? I canceled that appointment. It's not him. Because I got stuck into the flesh and not the spirit. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I have planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have and harvest among you, just as I've had among other Gentiles. But watch this. A pastor has a special calling to be a pastor. A teacher has a special calling to be a teacher. What about a truck driver? Or even a garbage man? Or a nurse? Or a custodial engineer? Watch this. As a pastor, I'm standing in the pulpit, I'm speaking, and everything I say and do is being watched by you. The minute I make a mistake, it blows up. At first, I was a good pastor. Now, all of a sudden, I don't think he's so great. He made a mistake. And then they highlight it. Same thing with truck drivers. You have to have a passion to be that truck driver. That spiritual gift is, I'm driving down the road, I'm going, and all of a sudden, I'm away from my family. I'm driving all kind of weather and conditions. You know, I'm being cut off by traffic. A garbage man. It takes a special gift to be a garbage man because somebody has to do it. I'm not the garbage man, but someone sees a need to have that special gift. If you, whatever it is that your gift is, be the best at it. If you're a nurse, that takes a special gift. There's a lot of us in here that grew up saying, oh, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a nurse. But when it came time to be that nurse, oh, I don't like the sight of blood. Or I don't like the sight of sick people. Or I just can't see myself helping that person. It's not your gift. It takes a special gift. And God has special gifts in each and every one of you. But you have to use those gifts. And if you don't use them, it's like if I get a, this is water, but I say a bottle of milk. And I put it in the refrigerator. 2 months later, I go back to that milk. Any good? Still milk, still in the bottle, been in the refrigerator. I never used it, so it's no good to me. It's expired. What do you think you're going to do with your blessings if you don't use them? Give them to somebody else. Someone else that's going to get out there and use their blessings to make him look good. Praise and worship God. Watch this. If I am a teacher, and I guarantee a lot of you have more respect for teachers now since the pandemic. Because before, you had to send your kids to school, they had to deal with them attitudes. They had to deal with your child all day long, plus somebody else's child. But when the pandemic came, you were stuck at home with virtual learning with your child, just yours. You understand what teachers go through when they try to have their knowledge to teach your child and put up with those attitudes in that classroom multiplied by 20 and 30 times. So now, when you say a spiritual gift, that's a special gift to be a teacher, to have that knowledge, to stand in front and teach students, and at the same time, put up with all these attitudes. See, that's a special gift. In Romans 12:6, he says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophecy, then prophesy according with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, teach. If it is encourage. If it is encouraged, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. These are gifts that are given to you that, when I go on a little bit further, serving God, teaching, do it cheerfully. Watch this. All this stuff I just read you about Romans, what's this? Here it is, a homeless woman. See, I said homeless, and everybody's like, oh, it's just a homeless woman. They had the same opportunity I had. But see, a lot of you go out, and I'm saying not y'all, internet world, a lot of you go out and you look at homeless and you say, homeless? They had the same opportunity I had. How are they homeless? But when the pandemic came, your lifestyle changed if your job was gone. You became homeless. Some of you didn't. Some of you had a plan, some of you didn't. But the point I'm trying to make is, here it is, a homeless woman down on everything. Here it is, a young man down on everything. Drugs, alcohol, just out there. But someone came and gave them counsel, and then turn around, they started looking toward God's word and changed their life with that spiritual gift that was put inside them. Watch this. This homeless woman now stands in a pulpit preaching God's word to a mega church on national TV. You see how good God is? He can take this homeless and turn it into him. Watch this. This same homeless woman, when she first started homeless, she was living out of her car. I didn't know this. And I watched this lady on TV all the time. But one, she had a testimony. Living out of her car, she started speaking the word out of the trunk of her car. So if I'm walking down the road and I see this homeless person speaking God's word, what am I doing? Am I stopping to hear it, or am I going on? Oh, she's just homeless. She's just talking. She's just ranting and raving. Her spiritual faith made her stand there and take all of that and still kept preaching God's word because of her spiritual faith, her spiritual gift that was given to her. And to this day, she is standing in front of a mega church speaking on national TV. Y'all don't know who I'm talking about, do you? Some of you might know her. Anybody know about Joyce Myers? That's my girl. You are my man, Pastor. But that's one of the ones I was listening to when I was being transformed from my devilish side to my spiritual side, my flesh to my spiritual. She was one of the ones that was guiding me. She's the one that was talking to me. When she had all these ceremonies, these messages, I'm listening. Then all of a sudden she comes with this message. Y'all don't know how I began. I started out homeless. I'm like, Homeless? Yes, I lived out of my car. I spoke the word out of God out of the trunk of my car to the point where I'm standing in front of you. Spiritual gifts. Watch this. 7 spiritual gifts that are given to you as well as her. He gave her wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Watch this. I can't go over all of them because it might take up a whole lot of time, but I'm going to go over a few of them. Let's go with knowledge. In Psalms 119:73, your hand made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. Not my commands, not your commands, not man's commands, his commands. Understanding. Let me give you an example of understanding right quick. I took the time to write down some of my sins that I've done over the lifetime. If you can notice, it's a little thick, isn't it? I took the time to write them down. I need somebody. Come here, sweetheart. I need you to help me out right quick. So what I want her to do, I want to have her read off my sins to you, and I'm going to show you about my spiritual blessings, okay? Right here. First page, what did it say?
Spiritual gifts.
What does it say after that?
Nothing.
What does it say after that?
Nothing.
Blank. You know why? Thank you. You know why? Because this is God's journal. It's not for you. It's for him. Because I made mistakes. It's for me and him to fix, not you. You can judge me all day long, but I have to go through him. Every mistake that you have made in your life, it's in a journal, but it's the same way as mine with him. It's blank. That's why the devil hates you so much, because he can make one mistake and he's out of heaven because he went against God. We can make numerous mistakes and God's still calling for us. He still wants to hear from us. Y'all see how good God is? That's a spiritual gift that is given to you. Think about it now. Here it is in Revelation, which is not up here right now. Give me one second. Revelations, it's talking about 3 angels. You know how when lightning flashes and you see that it gets your attention? And then all of a sudden you hear this loud boom? Think about when you were a kid and you made a mistake and all the other kids in the room, ooh. You remember that? That's the same thing when God threw that lightning out. When he threw the devil out, he said, you got to go. With a loud thunder behind to get everybody's attention. I'm not playing with y'all. But at the same time, this is why the enemy can't stand you. He hates you. That's why he's always coming to attack you. He finds you in your weakest moment to attack your spiritual gifts, your wisdom, your knowledge, your faith, you know, your piety. He's your devotion to him. He's coming to attack you because, hey, I got this. Because you, in a weak moment, I'm going to place a dark cloud over you to see how faithful you are to your Lord and Savior. As my brother Ron told me, and I told y'all about this last week, when I came in here, I was beat down. But as he spoke, and I told him and the wife this, I felt like I had just woke up fresh, ready to run. Ready to run. God reminded me, hey, don't worry about what's going on right here. Focus on me. I got you. That's a spiritual gift that was given to me last Sunday. You see how easy it is? Just that one word of cheer, that counsel, reminded me how good God is to me. Knowledge, counsel. When you sit there and talk about another one of your counsel, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. See, when I'm going through something, somebody's advising me. When I have a dark cloud over me, somebody's cheering me on. Someone's giving me counsel. Someone's going to give you counsel. Plans fail, but lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. See, you can't do nothing without God. God has everything in his name. So as long as you have him, it's like wearing an S on your chest or standing tall when everything else is going bad. Watch this. In Proverbs, next one, please. In Proverbs 31:17, he's talking about the strength, the strong. She set about her works vigorously. Her arms were strong for her task. See, God's not going to give you no more than what you can bear. But the point is, you have to show him how faithful you are in his grace and spirit so he can give you more and more and more. But remember how I talked about this one time when I said, when I was speaking on faith under fire, comfort zones, change in the atmosphere. These are all some of the things I talked about. See, when God comes with that change in the atmosphere, all of a sudden everything's going great, and I'm like, oh, God's this, God that. Every time I see somebody, I'm talking about God, talking about God, talking about God, talking about God. Then next thing you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know. Right there, here come the devil. I have doubt in his word. Here come the devil. Not going to give you no more than what you can bear. She went on with her task sometime the other day, like right now. I'm tired because yesterday I had a driver decide he didn't want to work. He came in, he got on the truck, he left with the truck, and 20 minutes later, he brought the truck back. So when I get the phone call, say it's got 100-something stops on this truck, I'm like, oh, I got to go back to work. But I'm still trying to get this together. I'm trying to finalize this. Me and God communicating, I'm like, God, I'm going to put you on pause just for a second. I got to go handle this man-made stuff here because that's my livelihood. But then I thought about it. I got up there, and I'm like, so I called a few people, and I said, look here, I need your help. I need for you to step up. So I called three people. Out of the three, two stepped up. They finished their routes, came back, and took that route, split it in half, and knocked it out for me. So I can come back and focus on this to get your word to you. But see, because it's not about me. I'm trying to feed you what God fed me. See, somebody's counseling me. Someone's giving me the strength to stand tall. Now, I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to make sure everything was straight. But I'm still struggling with this thing. But he gives me knowledge to make this happen. Hope. Psalms 119:74. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. Is that not Joyce Myers? Preaching from the trunk of her car. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me. I'm in the trunk of my car speaking. That's her. At the same time, I have put my hope in your word. The same thing I'm trying to tell y'all. I put my whole hope in God's word, his spiritual gifts. The same thing you should be doing is putting your whole hope in God's word. Because God is a good God, and he has so much wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, piety, you know what I'm saying? Fortitude. He wants to bless you in so many ways, but at the same time, when I say he wants to bless you, you're the one that has to disconnect. He is always there with open arms. Come here, my child. I'm with you through all things, all things. So I ask you this one question. Who do you trust in? You want to trust in what I'm saying? You want to trust in what the pastor's saying? Or you want to trust in the word of God? who do you trust in? Now, on to my little demonstration here. Here it is. I have a bucket. It has knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, fear of the Lord. What was the other ones? Help me out. Wisdom and understanding. See that? Now here all I have is an empty bucket. Empty bucket. But here, I have $100. $100. See how easy it is to hold up $100 in an empty bucket? If you had a choice, which one would you give? If I had to give up one, which would you take? Anybody? You want the $100, right? Somebody come get the $100. Hold that for a second. No, go ahead. Hold that. Go ahead. Have a seat. Hold that. Now watch this. Yeah. Now watch this. Here it is. I got an empty bucket. But when God takes the time to take his spiritual blessings and bless you and come to visit you with your appointment on time, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, piety, which is devotion, fortitude, fear of the Lord. But watch this. This is me filled up with God's word. But watch this. At the same time I got God's word in my hand, I'm struggling to keep God's word. Because here on earth, it's hard to keep God's word. But if I stay connected with God, it's not that hard to hold on to his word. See, I'm connected. But sometimes we get connected to the point where we start boasting about, oh, I can help you with this. I can counsel you on this. I can praise you on this. But what's happening? I had a disconnect with God. So now I'm trying to hold up all these spiritual gifts by myself. I'm trying to do it by myself. Wrong. You still have to stay connected with God. See, you can come get the $100. That's temporary. That's 100 different spirituals, because each dollar is one spirit. Spiritual. That's $100, right? But God only gave you 7 gifts. It'll take you through eternity. That $100, as you start spending it, it will start disappearing $1 at a time. This right here is not going nowhere. You can plan your future on around everything that you're doing here on earth if you want to. You need to be focused on the eternal after this lifestyle, because that's where it all counts at. What you do here places you with him up there. Versus being thrown out saying, away from thee. Y'all know I like to paraphrase because I don't know all the words, basically, but he's saying, away from me. You didn't know me then, so I don't know you now. You understand what I'm saying? Now watch this. I tell you this, partner, but that $100 I gave you, that's play money. But I had to make a point. See, because when you have a choice, you comes up, you see in the man-made or the flesh, he chose the $100 over the emptiness. But at any given time when God makes his appointment with you, he's going to give you these spiritual gifts to take you on into the eternity. That $100 is going to disappear. Who do you trust in? And next he says, in Job 4, he says, your words have supported those who stumble. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now trouble comes to you and you are discouraged. It strikes you and you are dismayed. I can sit here and speak the word all day long, but when trouble come to me, can I live it? I can sit here and say, how many times you heard people say, oh, she can do hair, but she can't do her hair. How many people roll down the road, you're riding down the road, and all of a sudden you're just driving down the road and everything's just going good. You're singing God's song, just laughing. Yeah, amen, praise God. Next thing you know, you see this dark cloud come up. The car starts shifting left and right. Windshield wipers going left and right. All of a sudden, it just gets real dark. And you're focused on what's going on around you all day long. And all of a sudden, you forget, as my brother Ron told me, the Spirit of God is with you. You can't see it, but that hope in you, knowing that he's with you, that faith that's in you, is light on the other end of this dark spot that you're in right now. at the same time, I'm focused on what I can't see, the eternal part. As when I leave this dark spot, as you ride down the road, all of a sudden you just go through that storm, and you look through the rearview mirror, and the storm's behind you. That's the same way life is going to be with you at the same time. But you have to take the spiritual gifts that God has given you and focus on him at all times, no matter if it's happiness, joy, or sadness, depression. Because when the devil sees you in a bad state, you can best believe he's coming. When the devil sees you in a great state of mind, loving God, praising God, hallelujah, amen, the whole nine yards, the devil coming. He's coming to test and see how strong your faith is. He wants to know how much wisdom you have in God, how much knowledge you have in God, how much counsel have you received. Is it enough to withstand what I'm about to put you through? Remember Job? Did he not go through it? He said, naked I came, naked I shall leave. How hard is that? It ain't easy being here on earth in man-made stuff trying to live out God's word. He never said it was easy. He also never said that, hey, you will never go through something. Because if you really want something, you're going to get tested on it and see how bad you really want it. How many times you go in school and the teacher teaches you all this stuff, and then she tests you periodically. She has pop quizzes, or he has pop quizzes. And all of a sudden at the end, you got to take an end of the term test. You got to take an exam to show everything you learned over the whole year. That's a pass or fail right there. That's determining if you're going to go up to the next level. Same thing with God. When I give you these spiritual gifts and I come to test you, that's to see. That's a pass or fail. Remember, when I say, when you look into the mirror and your appointment is canceled, look in the mirror, because something you did wrong, that's not of God. So God canceled his appointment with you. Remember I said earlier, I have tried to come to you plenty of times until now. See, my until now was some years ago. Somebody else in your until now probably was years before that. But at the same time, when I say until now, don't forget this. Your journey with God goes till you take your last breath and he calls you home. You can't get complacent. You can't get in a comfort zone when God blesses you and think, oh, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, and don't have to do nothing else. Because faith without works is dead. Some of you have to understand, just like me, I get complacent sometimes, and I'm doing great things. Drivers come to work. I'm happy. I'm going home. The wife's not nagging me, or the wife's not doing this. And the wife's got my favorite meal cooked and everything, you know. Everything's going great. Then the point I get out there, and I did this. Oh, yeah. I cut the grass. I provided this house for my wife and family. I did all this. But look, what's happening? I'm disconnected from God, and I'm starting boasting about what I did. And all this came through him. See, I'm not struggling now with all this wisdom that I have, all this knowledge, all this understanding, all this counsel, all this devotion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not struggling because I'm connected with God. Who do you trust in? And when trouble comes to you, can you withstand it? Piety. Should not your piety be your confidence and your blameless ways your hope? That's what we're talking about. See, when Joyce Myers went through her thing, her devotion to God's word, she put everything into his word. So when trouble came her way, she had confidence in what she's saying and what she was doing because it was for the Lord. Everything you do, if it's for the Lord, you should have confidence in it. You shouldn't let no one put doubt in what you're saying for God's word. You shouldn't be ashamed of God's word. I'm not ashamed. I used to be the one dummy just sitting there talking about, hey, tell the devil to move over. I want his seat. That's how stupid and dumb I was. But I'm not that way no more. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody gave me counsel. Somebody showed me the way, showed me the light. The same way I'm standing up here speaking, I may be touching someone to show them the light. You know what I'm saying? Same way the pastor, Brother Ron, when they get up here and they're speaking, they may not reach everyone in here. But the message they give is for someone either right here or in internet world. It's for someone. Just like I said last Sunday, that was for me. That message that Brother Ron gave, that was for me. And I needed that. It woke me up. Next one, please. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. in whom I trust. Before I go ahead, I want to say one more thing here. Oh, I'm not going away no time soon, because I know what's going to happen is all I'm going to do is I'm going to get done, and the father's got to go home and stand in front of a grill and cook their own meal. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going away, not yet. I still got a few more things I want to talk about. Remember, spiritual gifts, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude. Help me out. I just want to make sure y'all listening. I got it. I want to make sure y'all listening. Fear the Lord. What's the other one? Knowledge. I said knowledge. Fortitude. Did I say fortitude? Counsel. Oh, let's start over. Wisdom. Thank you. That means I did my part. You guys got everything I just said. So my message is received. My message is received. The only thing I need you to understand is, you know what I'm saying? Because think about it. In my message, all I want you to understand is no matter who you are, God can work through you. If God can take a murderer, a bank robber, and turn them into him, someone who wants to be like him, if he can take a drug addict, someone that used to drink all the time, or someone that's the spousal abuse, something like, and just turn them into God, come on now. If he can do it through me, I know he can do it through anybody. Trust me, I know. I've been there. He knows. Some of y'all might know too. All right. 1 Chronicles 28:9-10. And you, my Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for your Lord searches your heart and he understands every motive behind your thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do your work. Be strong and do your work. He said right here, this part that got me, if you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you. God loves you. You can make mistakes, and he will still have his arms open and say, come to me. But remember, the devil only got one shot to challenge God. And it was lightning flash. And then the big, ooh. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Oh, one more thing I got to tell you guys. Remember how we talked about when I was speaking and I said I was trying to incorporate the things I spoke about earlier? It's real. When you have a shift in atmosphere, you have to stay faithful in your word of God. When you get in your comfort zone, shake it loose. Don't get in a comfort zone when you sit there and start relaxing and say, I don't have to do anything because I've been blessed by God. You have to continue your journey with God all the way through to your last breath when he calls you home. Because, watch this. Remember when I talked about he had 100? Then all of a sudden he had 99 because one straight away. This 99 is good, but he went and got that one. See, God's not leaving nothing behind. It's your job, if you've been blessed, to make sure you bring number 99 with you, to bring that extra one home with you. Don't leave no one behind, because someone took the time to stand back and counsel you, to guide you to the right place when they knew you were doing wrong. At the same time, God did it for you, you should do it for him. He's teaching you to be like him. Take your spiritual gifts and use them at all times, no matter what you're going through, because you're going to get tested. And trust me, these kids will test you, fathers. They will test you. Just like every time we make a mistake, we're testing him. But remember, faith under fire was another one I spoke on. The devil's coming to test your faith. Because everything God gave you, The devil wants to test to see if you really want to be with God, or can I convert you to come be with me? Because here on earth, they can make it look real good to the point where they, hey, I think I might want to be over there. He has a big house. He has money. He always got the nice cars. He don't work much. And, oh, yeah, he's just living the life. But when you get over there, you realize, hold up, he can't sleep in peace because he's worried about if somebody's going to break into his house. He can't go in the streets in peace because he's worried about if the next man come to hit him in the head and take what he has, because of the way he got it, it wasn't of God. So he can't rest. See, it's of God. You can rest as you do things. Not saying anything's going to be perfect, but you can rest. When I lay down in my house, I can rest. Well, sometimes. Y'all know I'm married, right? So let me quit playing. Because it is Father's Day. I haven't got received any gifts yet, so let me wait till after Father's Day. All right. But remember what I said. I got you. All right. The devil hates you. Every chance he gets, he's coming for you, because he got kicked out of heaven like that. And you have the opportunity to make all the mistakes. Now, I'm going to say all the mistakes. You have opportunity to make mistakes, learn from them, and God still wants to hear from you. Oh, Heavenly Father, once again, I come to you in prayer to say thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of the people and speak your word, not my word. We talked about spiritual gifts, Lord. We talked about the wisdom, the knowledge that you give, the counsel that you give, the fortitude, the piety, the devotion. This is all about you, Lord. You. Everything is about you. And if we stop boasting about what we did and always boast about what you did, we will keep that connection with you, and every appointment that you have for us to bring us all the blessings that we need will be kept and not discontinued or cancel the appointment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.